I have visited him personally in the prison, and I have been visiting him since Monday, yesterday, and today. I was in the court personally, and I have seen him, I have talked to him.
How true are the reports quoting the opposition that Mr. Omboy is being tortured to force him to make statements?
The issue that Mr. Omboy was tortured, I think you get it not right. But the issue is, the other accused three were the ones who were tortured severely and forced to give out statements. And they did say that in front of the court of the law, that what the police brought in front of the court, it is because they were tortured severely, and that is not what they said to the police. And they were forced to sign something they were not even allowed to read. So that has been brought in court from day one. So Mr. Mboe has not been tortured, but the other accused three who were arrested last year, on August last year, they are the ones who claim in the court that they were tortured by the police, and then the police forced them to sign documents they were never even allowed to read.
What's next now, Mr. Nrema, for the opposition, or what's happening for the opposition?
What next for the opposition in Tanzania? It is true that we are going through a very difficult times, but at the end of the day, I'm sure we shall overcome this. And Mr. Mboe will be set free, because they have no legal grounds at all to convict him. That we are sure of it. The only thing they can do is to detain him for more time, for longer, until his case ended. But we are sure that at the end of the day, Mr. Mboe will be acquitted, because these are fabricated charges, trumped up charges against him. And it is purely political matter which have been brought to the court in the name of terrorism. You can't understand that someone like Mr. Mboe, a businessman, a leader of the opposition, member of parliament for the last 20 years, he is now charged by financing terrorism for only $260. That is the charge in the court, that conspiracy and financing terrorism by using $260. I'm not saying 200,000, 260. This is the charge, that he conspired and financing terrorism act. That is the charge before the court. Something which I'm sure even their witnesses, they won't be able to defend it. Even their lawyers won't be able to defend it. That's why we are confident that Mr. Mboe will be acquitted. What next for the opposition? We are moving on, building the opposition, and we are happy that other opposition leaders have joined us in the court. They have given us their lawyers. So the parties like NCC Aramageuse, they have given us one lawyer. ACT Wazalendo, they have given us lawyers. And themselves, they were present in the court yesterday and today, showing solidarity. So we are building up a strong opposition now of the coalition of the willing, because of what is going on. Even the CUF, the Civic United Front, they've been issuing several statements to the government, to the President Samia, that she should let Mboe free. So for this moment, we are confident that we are moving on, and we will be building a more strong coalition of the willing.